call continued, 1929 hours. We are now awaiting the award ceremonies and watching the first place demo from somewhere in Holland, a demo I found really cheesy at the time and still considered to be cheesy. Sitting directly in front of me is Basehead. To his left is Melody, and to my right is Necros. In front of me, to my right, is Ski. To my immediate right is Brett. Behind me, to my right, is Diablo. Behind me, to my left, is Liam the Lemmy. Directly to my left is the machine that is currently playing the image on the big screen. That's about it for now. See you here.
Snowman's log continued, 1941 hours. We're watching crappy demos from the Party 94 CD. These demos are so out of date, you won't believe it. We're sitting through these. Okay.
No, don't believe a word he says.
Snowman's log continued, 1945 hours. We have started personal paging service here at NADE, where Oz had requested that one of his buddies that he just couldn't find be paged on the intercom. Luckily, he then found him. Anyway, bye. Snowman's log continued, 2022 hours. The crowd is becoming restless. The Veritech Knight sits there, ever so thoughtfully, just waiting for the closing ceremonies to begin. He has his hand on his face and is sitting there bored until the Veritech Knight comes.
I'm nervous.
He's so bored. Okay. Melody is smoking right now, a cigarette of unknown origin. What kind are those, by the way?
What?
You're not going to say, like, marbles or something, are you?
Yeah. Or something.
Okay. Basehead has a 2/3 eaten bag of Fritos, a most wondrous treat, I must say.
I've been carrying it around all day because I don't feel like eating them. But I don't want anyone else to have them.
Basehead has changed his hairstyle significantly from last year. He got a cut way in the back. Although, are those the same glasses?
No, new glasses too.
New glasses too. All right, that's it for the exciting NADE log. Snowman's log continued, 2032 hours. We just finished the scene trivia about. The two questions I got right were Ice Frontier being the Assembly 93 multi-channel and the something. Jim, the man, gets four or five of them right. Including the tricky chair and tell question.
Oh,
Ninja.
Pretty happy.
Oh, okay.
I even knew that.
They were here all the weekend, some of them stupid off, so I would like you to give another big end to the volunteers.
Maybe you don't know, but there's something like 120 of them for you.
Continued and stuff. We just hey Nancy and Lima won in the first place. Okay, here's this should be interesting. Music competition. Harry Softly second in the graphics competition. So may as well continue. 2104 hours. has just taken first in the intro competition. We are ever so happy for them. Last year they didn't do too well.
Continued, 1219 hours, June 3rd, 1996. It's a Monday. Nade finished up. We went to bed, and now we've just gotten up, feeling pretty rested. Today we'll head back to Syracuse, New York to drop off Brett. Hopefully release Music Contest 4. I have a lot of work to do, figuring out who bought what, and typing up a list for the Horn Underground CDs. We took third in the demo competition. I'm very happy about that. Brett, remarkably, had gone 68 hours without sleep. Actually, I think it was 69 by the time he went to bed. Something like that. It was a good party.
The morning after the party, I find myself trying to figure out a couple of things, such as how I can improve on everything that I saw at the party. And also, how I'm going to incorporate some of these audio clips into the party report. I'm also very happy that Melody is a member of Hornet, something I never thought I would ever say. And I'm also thinking, holy crap, how am I going to play XMs? So it's going to be very, very interesting coding-wise. But of course, the best coders are the flexible ones, so...
Snowman's Law continued, 1849 hours. It is June the 3rd, 1996. Boom! And I'm recording this log right now, driving through Ontario on our way back to New York. Not much else is going on. Take care, y'all. Bye. Snowman's Law continued, 2051 hours. We as in Trickster, GD, and myself, just listened to a bulk of the logs that have been recorded up to this point, about halfway through the first side of the first tape, through the first half of the second tape. Anyway, we've just now crossed back into the United States, are heading south on Interstate 81, are hoping to reach Brett's house by 10 o'clock. Maybe 10:30 this evening. More than likely 11, as Brett has just said. We are in a deer crossing zone for the next 2 miles. Brett has something he wishes to say.
Well, just when you're done, I want to do something for the log. That's all. Go ahead.
Me too.
Alright, maybe I should sum up so that GD and Trickster can give
your
their logs.
Is getting
my
and slower.
My
point where is driving me batty.
Maybe I should finish
maybe
this log so that we can continue with the log.
Goddamn.
There is a truck up ahead of us. It has three.
You are recording a mindless killer for North Carolina.
Island State Parks
yes,
are in
American.
Jesus. Hey, that was pretty good, no? Alright, I now pass this cassette on to GD.
Hello, this is GD. It's almost 9 p.m. Sorry, I'm not going to use that military time crap, but are you all right there?
Yeah.
Let's see, we're approaching the Wellesley Island Bridge, which will land us back onto New York State territory and then give us, at the most...
I think we're in New York State already.
Right, well...
Yeah.
Well, at the most, it'll be another 2 hours, I hope, on road. And somebody, let's see, we can see the bridge right now. It's lit up and it looks really cool. I haven't seen the bridge lit up in a long time. Let's see, I'm sitting in the back of the car here. We have all of our gear, all of the CDs that he didn't... No, go straight. All the CDs that Christopher was unable to sell, even though he did sell a very large number of CDs. I'm kind of blabbering away here. I don't know if I have a lot of tape here, but I'd kind of like to just talk and whatever. Let's see, my bag is standing up vertically to me here in the car. I don't have much leg room, but I'm very comfortable since I don't have anything on my lap this year. Okay, coming up to the bridge, and we're going to start crossing the river again. Let's see. Mad Fat. We were reviewing the logs earlier, and we found out that Oz actually said, "My name is Oz, and I suck." And we're very humored by that. So, we're back into the U.S. measurement system with miles, feet, yards, inches, and, you know, miles per hour. 40 miles per hour. And... truck spacing, 500 feet. Do not approach a truck within 500 feet. Very scenic view right above the St. Lawrence River. And there's one of those things for bungee jumping, I think. I think that's what it is down there. I know I'm blabbing away here. I'm sorry. Oh, here's the microphone on the front. I thought I was on the back. So I'm probably, up till now, my voice is probably a lot more mute than it is now. The demos were super cool. That robot thing in DCB demo, really, really amazing. Although they might have, like, cheated to get it to work the way it did and not. Oh, well, whatever. I don't know. It was really, really cool. Really, really, really cool. And the synchronization was nice, too. Although, on Jeff's machine, the synchronization was not as perfect as it was on the Cowboy machine. So I don't know about that. But, I've been just kind of sitting back here, and, hi, Snowman. You probably didn't hear me record this, but you'll hear it later. Oh, well, maybe not. Anyway, he's listening to Gym Talk or something. He's showing a hamburger. Okay, so the winners of the compo for music was Dynamic Harmony of Carcass, and Oz had to, like, pick up the prize, and he was kind of a dork, but... DCB won the demo compo with their Trans Cheddar Express graphics that Ansi Lamer won, and the intro threesome with their dyslexia. And I guess that's all I have to say for the time being, and I'm going to hand this to Trickster, who is currently driving.
So long.
So long.
There are many things that I would want to say. Unfortunately, I'm sure I'm not going to remember them by the time we have to pull into McDonald's and dump all of our Canadian change on some good old-fashioned American greasy food. There were twice as many entries into the demo compo this year, and although not all of them were shown, all of them were better in at least some way. I mean, there were the obvious, like, stupid entries. The very first entry had exquisite code and some fairly decent design ideas. It was very, very clever in that absolutely everything was faked. Because I am. I'm just rambling. I just want to ramble.
Okay, sorry, fine. Great.
You American lamer?
Hey.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll switch gears.
Second demo.
I find myself wishing, initially I found myself wishing that I was a couple of years younger and not as, and I hope Melissa doesn't take this the wrong way. I found myself, if she ever hears this, I found myself wishing that I was not as old as I was, and not as emotionally attached to Melissa. and having started younger and stayed in school. Although, to be perfectly honest, if my life hadn't have occurred, including meeting, going out, and marrying Melissa, I most likely would not be here on the way back, driving back from a competition where I took third place. Well, of course, I have to obviously credit Fred, of course, from Overthrow Machine, from OTM. Obviously, without his engine and without Necrosis Music, I wouldn't have been inspired to try to assemble the thing in the first place. But without my prior experiences, I would certainly not be coming back if it weren't for Christopher to keep me interested and Melissa to bolster my confidence. I would not have had enough confidence to create something, follow it all the way through, and have it there. So in retrospect, I'm probably very happy with the path my life has taken me, and I certainly wouldn't want to go back and change anything. Maybe I would have stayed in school, learned a little bit more about goddamn trigonometry, done 3D like 2 years earlier, but it's not so bad. Maybe take an assembly course and I'd teach myself the fucking thing. Maybe I'd be programming in P-mode ASM and be some fucking lead dude instead of a Pascal 60-bit real mode lamer. 16-bit protected mode. 64K segments, but boy, I sure do have a lot of them. Look at all those segments. They sure are party. Let's go make a good demo. That reference is putting the cruise control on. Let me set my cruise control. So I'll be cruising at a modest 55 miles an hour, just to be on the safe side.
That is 65?
Yeah, I probably should go 65. Ooh. Hit the wrong button on the cruise control. Start to slow down.
That sure is the wrong button. It sure is. You stupid fool.
You will.
You stupid fool.
Anyhow.
Y'all can put it.
All goofiness aside, again, last year I was in the Cosmic / Renaissance room, afraid to talk to Necros, approaching Phoenix and asking, "Who are you and who are all those? Are all these guys?" He told me, "I'm Phoenix of Cosmic," and I didn't think anything else of it at all, like one bit. Cruise control accelerating. There we go. Did not even approach. It took me forever to even try to approach Basehead and talk to him, and acted really stupidly when I did. Did not approach Necros at all. And all sorts of other stuff. The only conversation I was able to strike up last year was with Daredevil. This year, I find myself in the Hornet Room is evidently the place to be. In the Hornet Room, we had Hornet, we had most of Renaissance, and Cosmic. There was a Cosmic Room, but since Malcolm didn't come and do the organizing, it seems as if his group falls apart when he's not there. So we were pretty much the Hornet Room. We had some Cosmic members. We were the Renaissance Room. And we were the FM room, although FM would be consisting of Basehead and Necros. Jack was walking around continuously. I don't think he actually slept in our room. This year was probably the most I could have hoped for. Tran, formerly a Renaissance, real name Thomas Pytel. Legend, supposedly, pretty much. Legend in the American demo scene, certainly. And if Psy is number one of the Finns, Tran is most obviously the number one of America. Coder, of course, of the initial protected mode assembler shell that many people use. The coder of the very first 8-channel tracker for the PC. Coder of the first and to date only hybrid of a tracker and an FM player for some really nice music if you have a Sound Blaster. Came to Nade as soon as he walked in the door and turned and followed, and he was approached, followed by Daredevil. and Mike, Daredevil's friend, who I thought that they had gone to pick him up, turned the corner, started walking down toward our room, and just kept on going. But he, because he was mobbed, completely mobbed. And now I understand why he probably doesn't go to compos, because, well, first of all, he seemed like he just doesn't care. And second of all, this happens. He gets utterly and completely mobbed. He came back, and I asked him if I could take a picture. I asked it very awkwardly, so I probably came across as some really stupid lamer. If I could take a picture, and he said, "I'll think about it." And I said, "Well, that's okay. You know, it's not a big deal." And he said, "No, really, I'll think about it." Later on, he thought about it, and the decision was no, but at least he thought about it. Later on, I said, "Hey, I'll give you a free CD if I can take your picture." And he's like, "No." Which is relatively funny. If no pictures of Tran ever service, although four or five were supposedly taken, Tran is best described as Robert Patrick with a ponytail. Robert Patrick, of course, being the actor who played the bad guy in Terminator 2, the T-1000, if I remember the name correctly. I just find it odd that even before, I think, our first official demo was on the it was on the big screen and getting a rating, or at least a placement. People were considering us as like one of the. I was greeted several times by people like coming up. They're like Jackie led some people. To me, and they're like, you know, I said it in your Trickster, and they're like, ooh, lead us to him, and they're like, oh my God, I met Trickster, and then like left, and that was it. Or you know. You know, all-time coder of the scene and blah, blah, blah. I mean, people were probably the same way I approached Tran. People were dumbfounded when they approached me. I'm not amazing. I'm not incredible. I just have hung out on the internet in a demo presence anyway for the last 3 years, and I'm just some guy. I'm just some guy. That's what I can't get over. We're all just some people. You know, it's nice to be appreciated, but I find some of the awe and amazement. Well, then I can't really talk because I used to do the same thing. I don't know if this happened to any of the other members of Hornet. I'm sure that it also helped that we had really cool shirts. to describe the shirts, in case this is 10 years in the future and all the shirts get lost, they were black shirts with an H on the back with a circle surrounding the H. It almost looked like the anarchy symbol with the top of the A split apart. Some of the jokes were that it was Hanarchy, or another joke was that since people continuously came to us for help, they thought it was help, the big H was help. It was nice having a shirt and being recognized, and it was certainly very easy to find the other members of our group that way. I find myself dwindling down. I seem to have lost most of the punch of what I wanted to say. I just found it very interesting and appropriate. I've now feel like I've officially had my quote-unquote, as Andy Warhol would put it, my 15 minutes of fame. And as a result, Melissa is expecting a baby due January 25th. We'll see what happens with that. Now is the time when I'm supposed to officially either slow down or step out of the demo scene. I will never, ever hack the world. I will never, ever step out of the demo scene. I will certainly tone it down. I think that I might find it hard to meet strict deadlines because the demo took about 3 hours a night. Monday, let's say 4 hours, let's say 4 days a week, 3 hours a night. Five days a week, 3 hours a night for the past 4 months. And I came home and ate the dinner that Melissa provided for me, which was wonderful, and then just instantly started coding. And I'm sure she got very lonely. So my life will start taking a much larger part in my life, in my real life. Demo coding will now become my free time, a couple of things I resolve to do is get better and produce better stuff without working harder, which will come with experience. There's actually a lot of stuff that you obviously go stale when you haven't done it in a while. A lot of stuff was coming back to me, and I improved on a lot of stuff. Having coded the demo, which was good. So practice. And I have a feeling that the same holds for tracking as well, although other people can tell you about that. Hope I'm not wearing out the batteries or being injudicious in my use of tape. And, well, I'm speaking so much because I'm hoping that a copy of this tape will be made, and I'll get it, and I can transcribe what I'm saying. And I also resolved to release a demo, or maybe an intro. I mean, intros used to announce BBSs and stuff. I mean, I did a small little text one, but I'd like to do... You know, I might actually put myself through a regimen of code optimization, because the intro that I've got now is... It's 11K. It's an 11K it's a COM file, although it's not really a COM file. It's an 11K EXE file, and it's got an ANSI, some copper stuff, and music, and a music player. And I'm going to try to optimize that down to no more than 1K past the size of the music player, and ANSI. And it should be possible. I can't believe that it wouldn't be. Once that's done... I'm going to try to convert the entire thing into assembler. I should really learn how to do pure assembler one of these days. I already have mastered assembler pretty much. I just need to figure out, you know, what do you put at the top of an assembler file, and what do you put at the end, and how do you link it to... More than that, it's now that we've completely went to another side of the tape, I'm actually going to wrap things up. I plan to... Demos will become spare time instead of full time. I plan to finish up the web stuff, the PC Demos Explain web stuff, by adding a lot of demos to it that I feel are must-sees for anybody. I plan to add intros and fork intros to it as well, so it becomes fairly complete. Then I will probably turn it over to either Diablo or Snowman, whoever gets to modify the web pages, although it's very, very static and doesn't need to change at all since it's really just a glossary of stuff, so it'll just kind of sit there for a while. I will probably review code as well. I will code intros and final result intros, probably much better than the stuff I've been doing before. Probably put myself through an hour of how to optimize code a day, since my code could certainly be optimized a little bit more. Spend a lot of time exercising. I have let my body go to absolute crap. I find I have very little energy even doing menial tasks, so you can't... I guess the old adage is that you can't spend your whole life in front of the computer is true, since another person I know who has been a system administrator all of his 15 professional years as a system administrator had to go to a cardiologist the other day, which is not something I wanted to hear. And that's about it. And I hope to keep going to parties. I hope to visit Finland in a little while. Jaakko Miyako said that I can stay at his house. Woohoo! Lay whoop. So I plan to do that. And that's it. I had a lot of profound stuff to say, but I really can't remember what it is. So I guess I'll try to write it up at another time.
So Main's log, 2114 hours. This will probably be one of my final entries in this log. I heard Jim speaking for quite a while, and during one of his final entries, I kind of got a few ideas for what I wanted to say. And given the insanely organized person that I am at times, I have actually subdivided what I'm going to say into three separate and distinct sections. The first one is the demo scene as a whole and individual members within it. Nade was interesting this year. Got to see a lot of people that I recognized, which was a comforting feeling. I could rip through a few of them and say individual things about them. Jackie, it was good to see Jackie again, and she kind of humorously, or maybe even half seriously, calls Jim and I her big brothers. I rather fancy that role. Jackie's a good person. I hope that my little incident with her in the Demo News interview sometime back has been forgotten, because it's certainly not noted down in history. In fact, if you go back in Demo News, you will not find any reference to that sort of thing. History has been rewritten to protect the innocent, or those who wish to become innocent again.
You took the interview out?
I do believe so. Hold on a sec. Sorry about that. We were just talking about the revision of Demo News history. It was good to see Phoenix again this year. I hadn't really got a chance to see him or talk to him much last year, and actually I didn't again this year, but he's been extremely productive in helping to review demos on our site recently, and I think he'd be a good addition to our group. Kiwi Dog, I had not met previously. Did not look at all what I had thought he would.
Exactly. He was exactly the type of person I thought he would
be. But had a lot more facial hair. Really cool guy. Daredevil, it was good to see again this year. He was much more friendly to me this year than he was last. I don't know why that changed. As Jim remarked previously, our room was more of a center for cool things going on this year.
For the elite people.
For the elite people. Who else? Oz the Demon is someone I really don't want to see again. Extremely obnoxious. There was a seminar given by Necros and Basehead on tracking tips. More the mechanics of the tracker than actual core theory or whatnot. But Oz sat dead front row center and felt it necessary to pipe up at any place he felt he could argue against or show an inconsistency or an error with what Basehead and Necros were saying. And of course he was wrong. So he kind of interrupted them a lot, which I found to be very, very rude. Afterward, I was astonished. Floss and I were talking to him after the party, and he was bragging about having found inconsistencies in Necros, saying, just bragging. He felt really proud of himself, and that I just had lost respect for him. I never had it, really. who else? Jeff White Noise, good fellow, friendly guy. I think that despite our inconsistent contact, or oftentimes long periods of contact in between, long periods in between without contact, we still get along pretty well. And things went well. He was responsible for putting us up the final night after Nade, which we have to thank him for, as well as accepting the Federal Express shipment of the Hornet Underground CDs, two boxes, one of which was over 50 pounds, and quite bulky for him to cart around. Other people that I saw this year, Liam the Lemming, looked about how I expected him to, was happy to meet him. He has, if you remember, written twice for Demo News. Both were top 10 lists. He may have written a third time, I don't recall offhand. Diablo, quiet, not quite as angry as I thought he would seem. He seemed like a very stern fellow from before. And I didn't get much of a chance to talk to him this year, which is something I wish I could have done more. Rimbo, really cool guy, very literary, getting a dual major, two bachelor's degrees, the first in computer science and the second one in something else, liberal arts major, I forget. But he was gone midday on Sunday, and so I didn't really get to say goodbye too in-depth. Tran, as Jim explained, is one of the founders, really, of the PC demo scene in America. And still, his presence is felt today, much like Psy with Screen Tracker 3. IOR, Jesse Rothenberg, who I had met twice in the past month and a half, was a little bit different at Nate, I think. Maybe it was just the excitement of it all, but he seems to have reverted back to earlier ways. Kind of slightly obnoxious, but I'm not going to fault him really bad. He's growing older. I think he was a little better this year than he was last year. I guess that's about it for other people that I saw. As far as our group is concerned, I feel very good. The group Hornet actually didn't take official effect until I believe early to mid last year, when the name was adopted. Although by that time, the group had already been together for a little while, just unofficially. Actually, it was before Nate last year, but not much. And since that point, a few people have come and gone. The group, in my opinion, has stayed fresh and professional. We have very good communication within group, and I'm proud to see that make its achievements. Something I've given some thought to lately. And this is going to get a little personal, I guess. With the excitement, I noted that Jesse had kind of reverted back, as I mentioned earlier. I, too, seem to have
had a couple traits surface that I had been trying to keep repressed earlier. I tend to get a little bit sort of arrogant or megalomaniacal, I guess is the word. Feeling that our group is better than it really is. Although we were really well accepted this year. I realize also that my knowledge of the scene and many of its little facets is not nearly as in-depth as I had thought it was. I'm actually rather embarrassed at my lack of knowledge in some areas. I realize that I've been spending too much time coding Perl scripts and moving and reviewing files and not spending enough time socializing with the scene in one form or another, whereas Jim has CompSys IBM PC demos and GD and Diablo and the rest have IRC. I really have not had much social interaction with the scene aside from email, which in bulk is concerning files that were uploaded incorrectly to our site or dealing with specifics of our site, not general chit-chat mails. So I'm resolved to sort of get back into the feel and the heartbeat of the scene and reorient myself with what's going on. After Necros and Bassheads music seminar, I also am slightly resolved to get back into tracking a bit more. This year it appears as though we're going to pick up two more Hornet members. The first was Melody Jacko Manium from Finland originally, a very qualified Unix system administrator, has set up two firewalls all by himself, is fluent in four languages, and yet at the tender age of 20, only one month ago, is very, very proficient in a diverse set of areas, including music, which is what he's best known for in the scene today. For some reason, one reason or another, he took a liking to me, I guess, and we talked quite a bit and smoked together at NAID this year. And afterward, he started hinting around about how we had been using many of his songs in productions, like trying to think Music Contest 3 and the failed Demo News Disc Mag. And almost our demo from last year, entitled Genesis, coded by Tom Verbouillet of Synergy Design from Belgium. But that never got off the ground. So, even though we still have graphics from Stony for that demo, I still have on my hard drive. What was I saying? Who was I just talking about? Melody. Oh, man. My memory is starting to go bad now. But Jaco is very, very qualified. In fact, without, like, talking lowly of our group, I almost felt that we were not up to his level. He's been in the scene for a long time, is really well respected, is in Five Musicians, which, for all practical purposes, is the best music group in the scene today. And I almost felt humbled by him asking if he could join our group. But that, it appears as though he's now in, and that brings our total up to 8. Now, the second member that we're going to be picking up, probably, is Phoenix, of currently, but probably in the future, formerly Cosmic. Phoenix is an extremely dedicated worker at times. Whenever he gets his mind on a task, he can really churn some stuff out. I've been very impressed. Assuming that things don't go well with this previous group, I would like to go full speed ahead on creating him an account on FTPC to RomCom and letting him take over pretty much the demo reviewing process. Even if Trickster and I believe that at times his reviews are not quite accurate, it's getting to the point now where, with obligations of the site and Demo News and Music Contest and other areas, I cannot allocate time to get in touch with the scene, as I mentioned earlier. So that would bring our current total up to 9. The phased out member who felt a little bit weird about it this year was Floss. Floss had been co-organizer of Music Contest 3 had some difficulties with his internet connection afterward, and we had sort of stopped talking. Had been in the Hornet family for some time. In sort of a trimming down motion I was pushing for a little while ago, we trimmed out, I shouldn't say trimmed down. I don't even know how to say this tactfully.
Reduced
our group by one floss and one decug, whereas Jason left to continue activities on his own and did not have time to contribute to the demo scene. Floss wanted to continue with the demo scene, but didn't have any other tasks, and I guess Hornet's pretty much a task-oriented group. We're the group that gets things done. So he was kind of phased out and felt a little bit of resentment, I think, about that. But George is a cool guy, and we talked about it, and I think everybody's cool with everything. 9 members in the group is actually more than I'm really comfortable with. I'm hoping that our little in-group mailing list can continue and that our group doesn't grow so big that we start subdividing off where 3 or 4 people start talking to each other a lot and not to other people. That sort of division already exists somewhat with those of us who have accounts on WC Archive and those who don't. It's just a small concern I have, and I don't even know if it's really justified or not at this point. Jim, with his new family situation, a baby on the way, will, as he said earlier, be taking a small break or curbing his demo time. And we're sad to see him not spend quite so much time. But I know that deep down in my heart, he's not going to live up to that, and he's going to continue to abuse his family situation.
First thing you do is empty that goddamn code directory.
Yeah, the code directory that Jim is responsible for has been backing up, and actually there are at least 4 WHERES files in there right now. The last sentence that I just said is completely fictitious. It was said to get a rise out of Jim. That accomplished, I'll continue on. Our incoming directory is now down, or was down to 255 megs, which is really good considering that it had been up to about 350 previous to Phoenix's reviewing. And Diablo's getting the reviewers on their butts. We still have several files lying in there. Oh, this is boring stuff. You don't care about this. Actually, no. Hell yeah. This is okay. This is a log file. I'll talk about it.
So, man, this is your own log, so you can see what you're
doing. Yeah. Oh, okay, cool. All right. Our demo archive right now is about...
No.
Okay. Our demo archive is pushing about 2.65 gig right now. For some reason, I really like statistics. I feel closely tapped into the site. I get statistics each day, how much we get downloaded, how much we get uploaded. And we had about 350 megs sitting in incoming, meaning that was like over a tenth of our total archive size was located in the incoming directory, which I was not pleased with. I said in some kind of editorial a little while back it was actually an email, I believe, thread, that the perfect demo archive has to achieve 3 states. First, the incoming directory has to be 0 bytes big, which understandably is a nearly impossible goal and will continue to become more impossible, if that's possible. you can listen to it later, I guess.
Oh, no, what'd you say?
Okay, I said the first condition of having a perfect demo archive is to have the incoming directory at 0 bytes, which is impossible, and it is becoming more impossible, if that's possible, in the future months.
That's true.
The second state is to have all files completely cataloged on site and an accuracy checked, making sure that nothing is crufty lying around there. That is actually feasible, and I'm hoping within the next 4 to 5 months to have that complete, although realistically it probably won't get done for another 8 or 9. The third state is to have files easily accessible and just easy for people to get to. That is going to be done, and I hate to say it, probably through the web most of the way. The scene has gravitated away from FTP, and by FTP, file transfer protocol usage, to HTTP on the web. A move that I do not consider as nearly as efficient, although kind of opens a new area for me for organization on the site. I feel good about working on the web-related material. Having worked with ThemoNews in the archive, it's sort of a task that's in my area, I guess. I'm hoping that
if Trickster gives out the PC demos, explain, I can convert it over into our new format or whatnot. I don't know how reluctant he's going to be to do that.
I'm not reluctant at all.
I might as well give some concerns and bright points, I guess, of how I see the scene going. Although, as I said before, I'm kind of out of touch, so these may be completely off base. The music scene is growing tremendously right now, whereas the alpha tree containing the demos on our site is around 480-490 meg. The music tree has actually grown to about 1.2 or 1.3 gig. Compare that to just a couple years ago, where the demos tree was three or four times the size of the music tree, although we were getting rid of music because we were simply running out of room. But I can't believe that even with the room expansion, that this extreme growth is just due to people uploading files that were deleted previously. That didn't make any sense. Okay. What else do I hope for? I guess Demo News will continue merrily along. It's funny, after, I guess, 2 years of working on it, or helping to work on it, it's kind of like going to get your car fixed or doing laundry, or it's kind of weird that after such a long period of time, it becomes sort of your normal routine. Although, as of late, I've been getting it out pretty late. I would blame it all on being busy with other things, but in reality, I've just had a little bit of lack of interest in doing it. Hopefully, I'll get rejuvenated here pretty soon. Let's see, what else can I talk about? Anything I can talk about? Got any ideas?
Do you have an idea? Well, how did you feel about everyone, like, really looking up to us? Like, last year, we were just kind of like these guys.
Oh.
Nobody knew about the site, and now they're really treating us like a group.
Okay,
MOD asked to join us. I mean, what does that say?
Okay, yeah, actually, that's a good point. I thought of two things I wanted to say.
That's what I wanted to say.
The first,
like, I'm so blown away by that.
As a group, we really have grown in, as far as I respect, at least in the North American scene, that may be due to the fact that we're one of the few groups that actually is cohesive and is publicly known
and
now has produced a demo. It almost seems a travesty to me that despite all the work we've done in a multitude of areas, with the archive and the newsletter and contests and all different sorts of different things, that we haven't been accepted before, really, as a group. And I can't see that we've put less effort in than anyone else out there. It's just we have a different job. It's not that we didn't want to produce demos. It's just we had other tasks that were going on. Although I think everyone else felt that we weren't qualified or didn't have enough talent to do those things.
I think they needed a point of reference.
Well,
needing a demo.
Now we got, I guess, a marker on the map. Our first demo came out and did well. So at least that will dispel some of the rumors that we weren't able enough to do that sort of thing. The second thing, actually, I wanted to remark upon, I guess since this is my personal entry, is sort of my position in the scene and how the scene looks at me. Whereas people at NADE really recognized Trickster and walked up to him and were happy, I got relatively few people that just came up to me, "Oh my God, it's Snowman." This may be due in part to the fact that I've been cutting my name out of a lot of things and trying to make my name discreet for some reason. I think everyone pretty much knows what I do, but doesn't really know how to react to me. A musician, a coder, and a graphician all have very distinct roles and can be easily recognized. Everyone says, "Oh, who's a good coder? Who's a good musician?" That fourth and often so overlooked area, the organizers, the facilitators, that's where I fit in. Whereas, well, Future Crew had Psy, and I guess That would be Hornet's Trickster. I'm like I guess the Gore or something, where people would recognize but not really know how to interpret or interact with them. I guess that's fine by me. I'm actually content now, I think, to kind of maybe fade away a little bit. Actually, well, it doesn't make sense if I want to get reoriented with the scene, but okay, I'm starting to ramble now. I keep wanting to talk more, and I'm running out of things to say. Well, let's see. This year, I took a different approach to interacting with people that are considered elite in the scene. Rather than acting overawed, I took a more casual approach to them, and that seemed to be pretty effective. Daredevil, I was warm, and Bayshead I never have been able to bond with, I guess. He's just not that outwardly friendly, to me at least. Necros is a cool guy all around. Sometimes when people get really popular, it goes to their heads. I can give a few examples, I won't. But Necros has remained pretty cool. And I thank him for filling in on the speech I was supposed to do this year. I don't know if this was just an excuse I invented afterward or if this is actually true. But about midday yesterday, the last day of Nate, I decided that I didn't want to give my speech this year. And this is after a couple months of telling all my coworkers in sales department at night and friends and family, you know, what I was going to do and how forward I was looking forward to doing this and how I was going to be this big shot and talk to everybody in the scene. But I think when it came time, I realized that this being the second year of Nate, I was going to get really emotional towards the end. And get sad, and that I felt if I got up on stage, that those feelings would only be magnified by standing looking out at everyone up on stage. So I think that might have played a part in my not wanting to give the speech. Necros gave a little one, so he did a good job. As things stand now, Nate is officially or unofficially dead. The organizers are hoping to go on and achieve degrees at the school, and you gotta admit, organizing two parties is a lot of work. I know they've had fun, but it's gotta be draining on you. I was told by Struck that a party of this magnitude actually requires at least 8 months of preparation, so understandably, they might want to be taking a break right now. There's a gentleman in California right now by the name of Drew Iani, who is hoping to get commercial funding for he called it a lifestyle show. Really, it's a trade show with one of the drawing events being the demo scene. How this would work out would be that we would be given funding to hold a party. We would have a roped off area where patrons to the overall trade show could come in and peruse and look at the big screen, but not be permitted to interact with the demo scene. If that condition is not met, I would not feel comfortable trying to host that sort of party. I am not opposed to getting funding or even sort of jumping into the commercial end of it a little bit if a party is held, but I won't go so far as to betray the scene as I feel it and allow non-demo scene people to try to interact and mingle with the demo scene. The demo scene is really a family, and you just don't want strangers in there. If that does work out, then our group would be holding a party in the Bay Area region later this year, maybe around October. I think I've spoken now longer than Trickster has. So, that being accomplished, I'll turn this guy off.